Inside Mac.
It's Friday, July 28th, 2006, and from the pages of MacMinute.com, this is the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando, and here are the stories that are making headlines today. The French Constitutional Council thinks the iPod law is unconstitutional. The Apple brand is climbing worldwide. iTunes U gets an A. Apple is a technology of choice at a Cannes competition, and it's for years, not 4 years. The French iPod law has been deemed unconstitutional. The New York Times reports that the French Constitutional Council released a 12-page legal finding that frequently mentioned the 1789 Declaration of Human Rights and concluded that the iPod law violated the constitutional protections of property. According to the report, the council eliminated reduced fines for file sharing and said companies could not be forced without compensation to make music sold online compatible with any music device. Dominique Maynard, a partner at the Lovells Law Firm and a specialist in intellectual property, said the Constitutional Council effectively highlighted the importance of intellectual property rights. He said Apple Computer and other companies could not be forced to share their copy protection technology without being paid for it. The council's decision affects iTunes Music Store because the government wanted to force Apple to sell music online that would be playable on any device. The French Minister of Culture supported interoperability to guarantee diverse cultural offerings on the internet by limiting technical constraints on digital works. While the council was figuring out compensation, they left the principle of forced interoperability intact. Jean-Baptiste Safran, forgive my French, who is the legal director of the Association of Audionauts, said it's good news for Apple because they receive monetary compensation, but it's bad news if it forces them to license iTunes. Apple's brand value continues to climb worldwide, according to a report from Businessweek. A Businessweek intra-brand Best Global Brand survey was conducted, and it claims that the value of the Apple brand has climbed to almost 14% in the last year. Apple's brand value reached $9.13 billion as the company took 39th place on the list of 100 and moved up from 41st place in 2005. A quote from Businessweek said Apple continues to be the style master with its expanded family of iPods and Macs, its latest hit, the MacBook line of laptops. According to the report, Coca-Cola, Microsoft, IBM, GE, and Intel are the top five brands, with Coca-Cola placed at number one. Google, Cisco, and eBay also climbed up on the list as Dell and Kodak fell. Educational institutions are flocking to Apple's iTunes U course management system. According to MacNN, as iPod usage continues to rise, educational institutions are using iTunes U to make content freely available to the public. The report claims that several universities have seen potential in Apple's iTunes U service. Universities like Stanford, who led the way when the school joined the program in October 2005 and offered publicly available podcasts. The Ross School of Business at the University of Michigan teamed up with Apple in mid-March of 2006 to provide free access to events, seminars, and news content via podcasts. And just recently, Duke University chose to continue Duke Digital Initiative, stating given the interest in technology innovation expressed by students and faculty, and now the established uses of portable personal digital media devices and courses, the university will continue the Duke Digital Initiative in the 2006-2007 academic year. The most recent addition is UC Berkeley, who joined iTunes U this past April. The university is offering free audio and video course lecture recordings to students, faculty, and the general public. Aspiring creative workers from 42 countries took part in a competition to create the most innovative print, web, or TV ad using Apple technology as the Cannes Lions Advertising Festival featured the Young Creatives Competition. According to Macworld UK, the print teams had 24 hours to make their ad using a 20-inch iMac running Adobe Creative Suite 2, while web contestants had to create a web banner, and the film teams had 72 hours to shoot and edit a 30-second slot using Nokia N93 mobile phone and an iMac running Final Cut Studio. The report notes that the print competition was aimed at creating an ad for the Red Cross, and the film group had to create a 30-second commercial to encourage business travelers to return to Cannes with their partners. If you'd like to see a video of this competition, visit apple.com/UK. Talk about miscommunication. A few days ago, a story in the Chicago Tribune reported that Apple spokeswoman Natalie Karras said that the iPod failure rate is less than 5% and that it's designed to last 4 years. That's F-O-U-R. Well, according to iLounge, Apple has denied that claim and has clarified the quote. What Karras actually said, notes the story, is that iPods have a low failure rate and are designed to last 4 years. That's F-O-R. Don't you love how the media changes everything around? iLounge has also noted that the Chicago Tribune has not updated the story. Coming up, hot deals, new releases, and updates, and the Inside Mac Minute continues.
Are you ready to unleash the power of DVD? With DVD XDV, the power is within your grasp. DVD XDV converts your DVDs into broadcast quality video. Video clips from DVD XDV are ready to use in iMovie, iDVD, or Final Cut Pro. To learn more, visit DVDXDV.com.
You're listening to the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando. Apple has updated its hot deal site, and here are a few of the special offers. Small Dog Electronics has deals on a wide variety of Mac-compatible hardware and software products, including Audio Engine 5-powered speaker systems, ATA Firewire USB external hard drive, and Daylight 3. And Sweetwater Sound has deals on a wide variety of Mac-compatible hardware and software products. This includes Ethnic Sounds and Loops from Motu Ethno Instrument, Boss BR600 Digital Recorder, and Sapphire LE4x6 Firewire Interface. This was just a sampling of the deals that are available. If you want more information, check out hotdeals.apple.com. MacProVideo.com has released Ableton Live 101 Mastering Live. This program is designed and shot by UK technical author and Ableton educator Martin Delaney, who is the author of Laptop Music and Ableton Live 5 Tips and Tricks by PC Publishing. These real-time screen captures allow users to see and hear how songs are constructed using Live. In all, there are over 6 hours and 159 separate tutorial videos. The company also included 55 minutes of the free Logic Pro tutorials and 45 minutes of free Final Cut tutorials. This program covers Live 5, but new purchases are eligible for a free upgrade to Ableton Live 101 Mastering Live 6, which is currently in production. Black Cat Systems has released version 3.0.0 of Soundbite. This turns a Mac into a cart machine for playing sound recordings, such as music and special effects. Soundbite is perfect for DJs, radio stations, and audio productions because it quickly and easily plays a variety of recorded sounds such as jingles, advertisements, songs, and even sound effects at sporting events. Soundbite is available for Mac OS X as well as Windows, and the latest version is a complete rewrite of the application. It adds several new features such as alphabetizing of carts, ability to lock playback volumes, as well as additional fade-out options. Bitcartle has released iRecord Music 1.5. The new version brings real-time AAC encoding and native support for Intel Macs to the sound recording application as a universal binary. The update allows users to record audio in real-time to MP3 and AAC formats, but doesn't support Mac OS X 10.2.8. Users can record internet music as well as broadcast in real audio, Windows Media, or QuickTime file formats as MP3, AAC, OGG, FLAC, 3GPP, or AIFF files for playback. This application also supports scheduled recordings with iCal, and it fixes a few bugs as well. iRecord Music 1.5 requires Mac OS X 10.3.9 or later. Telestream has announced Flip for Mac WMV 2.1. Highlights of the new version include universal support for Apple's Intel-based Mac systems and significantly faster Windows media encoding for PowerPC Mac users. Flip for Mac WMV contains a collection of QuickTime components that enables Mac OS X users to play, import, and export Windows media files using QuickTime-based applications. It has added universal support and includes significantly faster export optimizations for PowerPC Mac users. Encoded speeds move up to 4 to 6 times faster with version 2.1. The Flip for Mac WMV update is free and available for download on Microsoft and Flip for Mac websites. Daystar Technology announced the introduction of its new XLR8 CPU upgrade for the Titanium PowerBook G4 series. The company says this new CPU upgrade delivers up to 100% faster performance for owners of most classic Titanium systems. The PowerBook G4 upgrade is a factory-installed upgrade and is now available. And those are the stories making it Mac. I'm Dina Orlando. Have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you on Monday on the Inside Mac Minute.